Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Megan,
co-founders of the Restful Project. The Restful Project helps each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart. We equip her with the ability to remove distractions so she can focus and live fully in the here and now.
The Restful Project is based upon the biblical concepts of practicing Sabbath rest so we can experience the fullness of shalom, peace, wholeness, blessing, and connection to Christ and Christ followers.
Thanksgiving is almost here. Can you believe it?
No, that's hard to believe.
Are you excited for Thanksgiving? What are your plans this year?
We are going to my parents.
Okay.
Like we always do.
Yeah.
And some family's coming in, and we like to keep things real low-key. We're not, you know, go all out kind of people. So, we're just going down there and to enjoy a few days. What about you?
About the same. We always do Thanksgiving here, with our families. And then normally we'll go to the beach for a few days afterwards. Yeah. So normally we actually see Santa at the beach. That's when we get going. And it's kind of like we have our Thanksgiving meal and then it's on to Christmas.
Right.
This time.
Kind of how it feels. Like, clean up and move on.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have to ask, do you put your Thanksgiving is all about turkeys and all those decorations and all the fall things. Mm-hmm. So do you keep all that out until Thanksgiving or do you go ahead and put up your Christmas before?
So I'm pretty purist when it comes to that. So I can't decorate until after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Yeah.
But that is kind of part of our tradition. We decorate on this Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And let the boys watch football.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everything comes out.
And then everything comes out.
But I love fall, and I have a hard time letting that season go.
I know.
So I keep it up to the last second.
I love that. I have always been one of those people, too. Like, you don't mess with Thanksgiving. Like,
Right. Let's
enjoy it. Let's have that time. But as I've gotten older, and we get a whole week off of school for Thanksgiving. And because now we go to the beach afterwards, it's kind of nice to go ahead and start on the Christmas. Yeah. But we don't have family usually in our home for that Thanksgiving meal. So I kind of feel like we can get our house ready and then go away for Christmas, that vacation, and come back and it's like time.
Right.
Yeah. So we're kind of a hybrid, I think.
Well, what's fun though, to me, what's so fun about like, the way the holidays go and the liturgical calendar is that once Thanksgiving is over, it is the start of the Advent season.
That's right.
So Advent starts this Sunday, the 27th, with the
first
day of Advent. And so it is kind of fun to like spend that time like decorating and preparing at the same time.
That's right.
And that's what we're talking about today is how we are going to prepare for Advent.
That's right.
And so one of the things that Kristen and I are big on is intention.
Yes, that's one of our favorite words.
Yes, we love that in order for things to happen, they just don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You have to plan and you have to prepare for things to go the way you want them to go.
And even if it's not physical plans, it's that mental preparation.
Right.
You know, before an event or before a gathering with family members or just wanting to mentally prepare yourself for the upcoming season.
Right.
It takes a little bit of effort.
So we included in our Advent guide that we have a whole page on setting your intent. So over this Thanksgiving break.
Yes, it's a good time.
It's a good time to go ahead and start thinking about that and getting ready because we know intention takes planning and forethought. You can't just poof and it happens.
That's right.
And so one of the things that we do this weekend and at the beginning of Advent is we want you to think about and reflect on some questions to help you set your intent for this season.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the questions that I love to ask myself and make sure I stay focused on is how can I make Advent meaningful this year? And what commercial things need to go and what Christ-inspired things need to come in?
And that's a hard question.
It's a hard one.
Because we want all the things.
We want all the things.
You know?
And we're surrounded by all the things.
It's consumerism.
At its finest. You know, we see Black Friday now starting after the turkey has not even cold
yet. That's right. That's right. And it's not, I don't think we're trying to cut out
right
all the commercial. That's not our intent either, is to go so narrow. But right, how do we invite Christ in and make that the focus, but also, yeah, have some right commercial things, but that not be the center of right the season.
And where do you draw the line between I'm enjoying this season and now I'm burned out?
Yeah.
And that's a line that is different for everybody, mm-hmm, but I think it's one that you need to personally reflect on yourself.
Right.
Because my Advent season may not look like yours.
That's right.
But each family is in a different phase, a mm-hmm different season. Mm-hmm. Children are different ages. And so just knowing where, being kind of like ruthless with like what needs to go and what needs to stay. And that's yeah hard, but yeah once you get that down, it just adds so much more meaning.
What have you done to incorporate more Christ-inspired things instead of commercial stuff?
Well, we really try to make sure that what we're doing is celebrating like what we're here for. Mm-hmm. And so like we do the elf, of course we do the elf. But one of the things that we've done with the elf is that, when he comes, Reese has to put a used toy in a mm-hmm basket to give away.
Yeah.
So for him to come back. And so just to, you know, to declutter.
Yeah.
And to, make space for new, but also to impress upon that this is not all just about us.
Yeah.
And
yeah
so, you know, it's adding in those things and just adding that twist to it just makes it a little bit more meaningful.
I really like that. And it's like incorporating a Jesse tree.
Right.
That's an easy way. If you have your elf, you can still do your Jesse tree. And that's about getting ready for that arrival of Jesus. Right. So that's another thing. So for me, this is going to sound kind of silly, but when we started talking about the Advent calendar and the Advent, the colors of the wreath, you know, we started studying about that, and we did an episode last week that really went through all the different hope, faith, joy, and peace. I started to incorporate more of the Advent colors
yes
inside of yeah my home with the decorating. I'm a blue girl by nature. Yeah. I love blue. I think it's very calming. I love blues and whites and really soft colors. And so the purple and the pink and the gold and the white, that just goes more with my jam anyways. Because right honestly, when there's so much like red and green in my home, it's really bright and loud. Right. It's overstimulating. And if we've been going all day and doing Christmas activities and having parties and just getting ready for the season with all the shopping, I don't want to come home
right
to an overwhelming, overstimulated house.
Right.
And so the calming colors of the Advent wreath and the candles, that sets the mood yes for the rest of my Christmas decor. So I've really started to lean more into that.
Yeah.
And I mean, I still have the red and the green. I still right have Santa, but it's kind of contained more.
Right.
And it's not taking over.
Right.
Which has been really healthy for me just to have that ambiance of calm
right
in my home.
Right. Because we have to create spaces that invite rest in
yes
and not the chaos.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
And so one of the things that we'd like you to do is to just start reflecting on these questions so that you can figure out what's meaningful for you this season.
That's right.
And what you might need to cut or mm-hmm add in mm-hmm or get rid of. And how can you just plan this so that your Advent has purpose?
That's right. And that's why we created our guides.
Right.
They're a beautiful visual. I mean, I have loved having the physical copy of the right guide, but if you want a digital one, that's available too. And our Advent guide is called The Weary World Rejoices. And we invite you to purchase one of these on our website, therestfulproject.com. Or it's even available for shopping on Instagram and Facebook.
Right.
You can shop there. And with it being Thanksgiving and Black Friday, we've got a special coupon code.
Fun.
I know, so fun. But you can use the coupon code ADVENTFREESHIP. And if you're local in the Wiregrass area, you can also add that in too, and we can deliver it.
Right.
Makes it super simple.
Absolutely.
But go ahead and get it now.
Yes.
So you can begin to set your intent and use these beautiful planning pages that we have before Advent even begins.
Right. And one of the things that I like about our Advent is that we also include some fun traditions for
That's
you.
That's right.
If you would like to do some, we've included some holy days. Mm-hmm. And holy days are days that honor a person who has lived for the faith. Mm-hmm. And so we've included some fun tidbits like that, like, you know, St. Nick was a real person.
That's right.
And so how we can celebrate the real St. Nick, mm-hmm. and what we do for that. And we've also got, you know, a page for to-do lists.
We all need a to-do list.
We all need a to-do list, not to stress out, but to
get all the thoughts on paper.
Get all the thoughts on paper, and then just some fun things like that to help you kind of just mm-hmm. put together your vision, I guess, for this season. And so everybody has a different thought that they want to do, and so we want to make sure that you have plenty of space to plan those things. And so one of the things, too, that we wanted to kind of end with was that we just believe this season is a time of creating space in your heart as well. And so we found a beautiful quote from John Piper that talked about Christ as our hope. And it talks about, this is quoting him, it says, "Here's an Advent illustration for kids and those of us who used to be kids and remember what it was like. Suppose your mom and you get separated in the grocery store. You start to get scared and panic and don't know which way to go. And you run to the end of an aisle. And just before you start to cry, you see a shadow on the floor that looks just like your mom. It makes you really happy and you feel hope. But which is better, the happiness of seeing the shadow or having your mom step around the corner and it's really her? That's the way it is when Jesus came to be our high priest. That's what Christmas is. Christmas is the replacement of the shadows with the real thing."
I love that.
And so as you're finishing your Thanksgiving celebrations and starting your Advent celebrations, just be thinking about ways that you can set your intention and reach out to Kristen and I. We'd love to talk to you on our social media or through our app, and just to see your ideas, and maybe we would incorporate some of those as our own.
I love it.
And just to have a conversation about, you know, how can we help each other make this season really meaningful?
Yes.
So we wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And we will see you back next week for the start of Advent.
Yay! Can't wait. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Restful Projects podcast.
When you join our seasonal learning community, you will receive weekly encouragement and seasonal wellness tips that will help you fight fatigue and live life fully.
Plus, you'll receive fun perks and discounted event pricing, so you're not going to want to miss out. Trust me. You can learn more about The Restful Project at our website, therestfulproject.com, or you can join our private Facebook group, which is The Restful Project Seasonal Learning Community. You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram at The Restful Project. Thanks again. Have a great day. Bye. All right, Megan, let's tell everyone about our rest retreat.
Oh, I'm excited about this.
I'm so excited.
So we are going back to Nevington, Georgia.
Yes.
It's outside of Edison, Georgia.
That's right.
And this is where we went for our first one.
Yes.
So it has
the Nevington Lodge. It's beautiful. It's serene. It's quiet.
And so we're going January 6th and 7th of 2023.
Two nights stay.
And it is just a time for us to refocus after the busy holiday season.
Yes.
Get our heads on straight for the new year.
Yes. And our rest retreat, it's different from a normal retreat where it's filled with activities.
Right.
We're actually going to decrease the amount of activity. So we'll have some time for stillness. And also a little bit of movement, because the lodge is beautiful and the farm that surrounds it is beautiful. And also some time for fellowship and some really good food.
Right.
But also time to rest.
Yes, time. And that is what we want to make sure we do before we start another year. And so our cost is going to be $250.
Mm-hmm.
That's for two-night lodging,
mm-hmm.
all your meals, Guidebook 101, which mm-hmm. you'll need for the weekend, and then the activities and things like that.
Yeah.
And so
a fun few surprises.
We hope that you can make time to join us.
Yes, because you're worthy of rest.
Absolutely.
And it's a great time to set your intent for the new year.
Exactly.
So find out more on our website at therestfulproject.com and go ahead and register today because it's a very limited capacity. So we want you to come if it's something that is on your mind.
Yes.
Yeah. So come join us.
Sounds
it's going to be
good.
Awesome.
Yes.